This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held talks with President of United Arab Emirates Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan in Abu Dhabi. He arrived in UAE this morning on the first leg of his five-nation tour covering the UAE and Europe. He was received by UAE President at the presidential airport and accorded a ceremonial welcome, with UAE F-16 fighter jets escorting his aircraft as it entered Emirati airspace. Both the leaders discussed energy cooperation and bilateral trade high amid global supply disruptions linked to the ongoing conflict in West Asia. In his opening remarks, Prime Minister Modi strongly condemned recent attacks on the UAE, describing them as completely unacceptable.
यूएई पर हुए हमलों की हम कठोर निंदा करते हैं। यूएई को जिस तरह निशाना बनाया है, यह किसी भी रूप में स्वीकार करना ही है। इन कठिन परिस्थितियों में आपने जिस संयम, करे और विनम्र का परिचय दिखाया है, यह बहुत ही सराहनीय है। राष्ट्रीय एकता, सुरक्षा और क्षेत्रीय अखंडता को बनाए रखने
Addressing President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed as a brother, Mr. Modi praised the resilience shown by the UAE leadership during challenging times, reaffirmed India's support for the Emirates and said dialogue and diplomacy remain the only path forward in the current period of global conflict. On the second leg of his visit, the Prime Minister will arrive in the Netherlands this evening. Thereafter, he will visit Sweden, Norway and Italy during the six-day tour. External Affairs Mr. Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India remains committed to working with all partners in advancing the goal of reformed and effective multilateralism. Addressing the open session on the second day of the BRICS Foreign Ministers Meeting 2026 in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said that the breadth of the meeting reflects the importance that all leaders attach to strengthening multilateral cooperation in a rapidly changing world. Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh laid the foundation for Advanced Medium Combat Aircraft Program facility at Puttaparthi in Sri Satya Sai district of Andhra Pradesh, along with Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu today. Addressing the gathering, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh stated that the newly launched defence projects would strengthen national security, accelerate industrial growth and create large-scale employment opportunities for the youth. The Advanced Medium Combat Aircraft Programme facility will serve as the integration, development and flight testing hub for India's indigenous fifth-generation stealth fighter aircraft programme. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia today chaired a high-level review meeting to assess India's preparations for the Commonwealth Games 2026, scheduled to be held in Glasgow, Scotland. He reviewed athlete preparation, training, logistics, welfare and coordination for India's Commonwealth Games 2026 campaign. The meeting also reviewed the progress of inter-ministerial coordination efforts being undertaken by the Sports Secretary. The Madhya Pradesh High Court today declared the Bhoj Shala complex in Dhar district a Hindu temple. The court said that the temple of goddess Saraswati existed here and the site was a center of Sanskrit learning. The court cancelled the earlier order that allowed Muslims to offer namaz at the site. The court reached its conclusion based on the Archaeological Survey of India's report and archaeological evidence. The court has handed over the administration and management of the complex to the ASI and the central government. The southwest monsoon is likely to set in over Kerala on the 26th of this month with a model era of plus minus 4 days. The normal date for southwest monsoon arrival over Kerala is 1st of June. India Meteorological Department has said that the conditions are favourable for the advance of southwest monsoon over parts of South Bay of Bengal, Andaman Sea and Andaman and Nicobar Islands to the next 24 hours. In badminton, India's top men's doubles pair of Sattvic Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty advanced to the semi-finals of Thailand Open. The Indian duo defeated Japanese pair of Takumi Nomura and Yuichi Shumogami in straight games in Bangkok today. Late in the day, Lakshya Sen will face Thailand's Kulnavoth Vidisran in the men's singles quarterfinals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.